My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda try to save their relationship. Can they keep their love going based on complete fabrication? Listen and enjoy.
Her end game might be to get out of Ghana, okay?
And if they switch the end game, it's because they've determined that they like me on some level.
But what I'm saying,
you know, on some level,
that you could be a good husband
and they can still get the money back.
But, the money.
Right. So the end game has changed, but the game is still on.
Well, that's what I said a couple months ago, and you guys poo-pooed me.
All right. Well, there's
retracting some poo.
Well, because we've been getting some more facts and we've been deciphering more things.
Okay.
Right now in the chat. Sorry, I didn't mean to
cut you off.
If you were done, Dunross says it's a sad story, and Lisa is like she's fallen for fake Davin, so we're all in.
It could happen.
I know. Fake Davin, very charismatic guy. Hmm. Well, what happened? What happens?
Nothing. I understand because she pretended she was somebody else, and then you had to coax it out of her. And
I did. But remember how shocking that was?
It was shocking.
When she came clean, goes, hey, I'm not Juliana Avalos. The real person.
Right, the real person. Now maybe she's the real person because maybe you were sold and the from scamming money changed to this other person where the goal of them is trying to get out of
that
the country.
That being said, still had a guy feeding her lines a couple times.
True.
Come on, dude.
Okay, that's true.
All right.
So we'll continue.
All right.
I feel a little bit better.
But that's what you never know with this thing.
I know.
That's what makes it mwah. And for just you, select few.
Well, like I said, there's so many twists and turns. That's what makes it interesting. There's a lot of twists and turns in this.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, no, you did not hurt me. I want what is best for you. I do not wish to hurt you, ever. She go, and is leaving me vulnerable what is best for me? I go, I'm giving you the opportunity to find somebody who can be with you and hold you and support you.
Mm-hmm.
Support you.
Support you.
Throw that out there.
Nice.
Throw that out there. She goes, why are you giving me something I don't need? I go, I can't hold you. I can't give you money. I can't even get online to chat when I want. I am useless for you as a boyfriend. She goes, okay, if this is what you want and want to leave me when I needed you most, even though you say you care about me and love me.
When I needed you most, what's going on?
Remember, she's had a hard time. I don't know exactly what's going on, you know.
Yeah, but
the kid bashed
her
face in.
Yeah, but she wasn't like, oh, send me money, come here now.
No, but I think emotionally, you know.
All right.
We spend hours together.
I know.
Listen, if I lose you, then I have to deal with these other schmucks, and quite frankly, they're not very entertaining. You've been a nice diversion. Yes, I'm working.
That could be also part of it, too. Besides, maybe that's part of it.
Well, Lisa,
you know, there's
said,
two, you know?
Lisa thinks that it's a woman who wants to fix fake Davin.
Every woman wants to fix fake and real Davin. There's a lot of fixing.
There's a lot of projects there.
It's this old Davin.
Ah, projects.
Anyway. I go, I'm not leaving you. I will always be here for you. I'm just freeing you to be with somebody else. She goes, if you're not leaving me, well, then why are you ending our relationship? I go, I'm ending our boyfriend-girlfriend thing. I'm not ending being in your life. She goes, it'll be better for you and everything since that's what you want. I go, that is what I think is best for you. She goes, that's what you want, and that's not what is best for me. All right, this shit is a real argument again.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, not an argument, but this is like a real conversation.
Yeah.
This is not the normal scammer, fluffy, poetry, BS that they normally throw, you know, or the other one where they just curse you out for being a prick.
And she goes, and it's also somebody trying to find her, trying to save her, maybe her one ticket out of where she is.
Yeah.
I go. What is best for you being with a married guy across the world who is broke? Is that what you really want? Throwing in the money thing. I'm testing her. She goes, I have come to love you, and you throw that away like it's nothing. Right, that could be real.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we have spent hours, and I've said time and time again, I like this person.
It could be real, but from what I'm seeing, money is not the end game, so it's not a big deal. Getting out of the country and maybe
well,
life
told
in America
her,
is.
I've told her I'm broke.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard to get her
but
out.
But she'll be here. She'll be
if
here.
I can afford the airfare.
But it's worth the try.
Yeah.
It might be her best shot.
I go, what, you want to say something?
No, Lisa just says, so jaded, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, can't you see love in a completely bullshit relationship? What the hell's wrong with you? Can't you look through the myriad of lies?
But, also, but I also said several
and
minutes.
See the basic lies underneath them?
Yeah, see the basic lies under the obvious bullshit lies?
Foundation lies.
Can't you? Why aren't you willing to base a relationship on complete fabrication?
I'm just trying to see, and I think, like I said a couple of minutes ago, I think she showed her hand in that one sentence.
Okay. All right. I go, I'm no good for you. Do you think this is how I wanted it? What happens if I can never get to Ghana? What happens if I never have the money to help you? You want to put your life on hold for that? I have laid it all on the table. I have said, there's a chance you getting nothing.
Yeah. What
but
happens if
want,
that's away?
I don't want nothing. I want to be here. I want to get here. I want to get out of Ghana.
But I just told her what happens if I can never get you to Ghana, Joe.
But it's what, you know what, Dav? How much? In our career, how hard do we pry and push and pry? With maybe there's a payoff might not be there, but we push and we push and we push for the simple reason that there might be light at the end of that tunnel.
Trying to get me to justify doing this show?
Yeah, he's working on it.
You want to know something? Yeah, that's part of what we do. And it's part of pushing. At the, hey, we don't even know if the payoff's there, but we try and we push and we try. Might, you know, and this coming to the States is the same thing.
She goes, if this is not what you want, then why are you doing this? I go, I'm trapped where I am. If you were with me in a monogamous relationship, then you are trapped, and Kasha is trapped. I do not want that for you. She needs a father. You need a husband. I can't be those things in my situation. My hell should not be your hell.
So what'd she say?
She goes, well, I can see you've made up your mind up already. I guess it's goodbye. I go, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I only know I've come to love you and think asking you to be with me is unfair. She goes, I guess that's not important anymore. I go, what's not important anymore? You loving me is not important anymore, she says. I go, love can't fix this, despite what Bon Jovi or Firehouse might say.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.